Welcome to It's a Crazy World, where musicians discuss the unique lifestyles of today's artists. If you want to know how to get through the craziness of the world of music as you reach for your dreams, you won't want to miss this episode of It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Hello, 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 music lovers. This is Cynthia McIntosh, the host of It's a Crazy World talk show here on Indie 104. And we are here every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us here tonight. As a success coach and a friend to many people in the music industry for over 20 years, I've had the opportunity to meet some amazing people and to share some really crazy experiences. As I've said many times on this show, artists have a very unique lifestyle. Their careers are not just a job, but a passion. Their love for their art takes over their relationships, their dreams, and their lives. It can be exciting and very fulfilling, but it also has its challenges. Today we have an amazing young lady calling in from Brooklyn, New York. Maria is originally from Russia, but not too long ago moved to the United States to pursue her career as a singer-songwriter. She has an incredible number of obstacles to overcome, but has managed to face them head-on and to create what promises to be a very successful career in the music industry. I found Maria's energy, passion, and determination to be beyond inspiring. As a coach, I have listened to her story, and I can't help but be filled with awe and respect. Her strength, determination, and passion makes her who she is today, and you can hear it in every note she sings. I am really proud to have her on our show today, and I hope that as you listen to her story and enjoy the beautiful music she shares with us, that you will learn to love her as I have. So I'm excited to introduce you to Maria in a couple of minutes, but first, I am looking forward to playing Maria's song, Of Your Crimes. So sit back and enjoy the amazing young artist's music, and I will be back with you and our special guest right after this.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Marie. I'm so excited to have you here. First thing I wanted to do is give you a chance to tell me a little bit about yourself. And also I wanted to find out who inspired you.
Well, first of all, Cynthia, I really want to say thank you so much just for inviting me to your show.
I'm feeling very
honored and very excited about it. And as I said, like, I'm a little bit nervous, you know. But I think that's the beauty of being an artist, you know. Like, that's the beauty of being a little bit like feeling this, like, chills, it makes it more fun, you know, like, it's not like poker face, so.
Very true.
That's not about myself. So I'm just being myself, so, like, with all my merits and demerits. Is it okay?
of course. So tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you got started in your music career and who inspired you. I've had a lot of fun talking to you. You have so much energy and you're so inspiring yourself. So I'm just curious where all that came from.
Well, you know, like, first of all, I think I'm just very lucky to have a really great heredity, because, like, both of my parents are professional musicians, you know.
Oh, are they really?
Really, I never had a question or a second thought about just, like, oh, who I was going to be, you know, like,
right.
Well, or who I wanted to be. Huh. Like, interesting. So, like, as long as I remember myself, I have always wanted to be, like, a musician, singer, uh-huh. You know, to create. And, I mean, I don't remember, but my parents swear that when I was about 4 years old, like, I said that I wanted to play violin.
Wow.
And, I mean, yes. So that's why that was my first music instrument that I started to learn. And actually, it's totally fine just to start violin at the age, like, 4 years old. And simultaneously, I started to study piano, and it's my second instrument. And I was going to music school. And basically, yes, I remember myself that I was in the group of children of, like, 6, 7 years old, and I was 4 years old, and I was writing these dictations first, you know. So that's why, like, my parents, like, had no doubt that I'm doing pretty good, and I was basically doomed to do it professionally. And yeah, exactly. So actually, just a few words about my parents, so it makes more sense, like music wise, mm-hmm. like where I'm coming from. So my mom was actually doing singing professionally, and the piano as well. And my father was, like, a really serious, like, classical composer and
wow.
piano player, like, quite brilliant. And so that's why, like, the environment, music environment in our house was just this avant-garde jazz, classical jazz, like, American pop music. That's actually funny. Like, I really never remember, like, myself hearing anything like Russian in terms of, like, pop music.
Mm-hmm.
It was Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Dionne Warwick, Whitney Houston, you know. So that's exactly that environment that I was growing
wow.
up in. And of course, like, you know, like, I was also, like, surrounded with a lot of classical music. You know, I remember my father playing, like, Rachmaninoff and Chopin and Shostakovich. So, like, that was such a music hybrid, you know, that I was just, like, really surrounded with. And that's exactly what probably influenced my music taste the most. So, when I was 6, actually, I was sent to one of those, like, boarding schools, you know. And here it's funny, because every time when I say, like, oh, like, the name of this school, like, American people usually smile, because, like, it brings some associations, because how it sounds like. So I was sent, it was called the Special Music School for Gifted Children, you know, and it was a boarding school, so children actually lived there.
Uh-huh.
And in Russia, there were only two of this type of schools, and there were two of those in entire Ukraine. And since I was born right in, like, in this small town called Belgorod, it was, like, right on the border with Ukraine, so that city in Ukraine where they had one of those schools, it was, like, much closer. That's why I was sent there and not to Moscow first. So, and actually, I was the youngest child there ever.
Wow.
And I mean, yeah, they never really had like 6 years old ones, you know, like it usually started seven. And yeah, and it's interesting, you know, because I mean, I'm very, very so thankful to my parents and especially to my mom that they had enough courage to send six-year-old girl, you know, just to live in a completely different place. You know, I was not living home. All children, like, were living there 5 days a week.
Wow.
And they were seeing parents, their parents only on weekends. Yeah. And I remember that my mom was like literally, like, she lived in the train between Russia and Ukraine, just catching a train a few times a week after her work, just trying to see me, to bring me some food.
Wow.
You know, just some clothes. So
that's,
I think,
dedication.
Actually, yeah, I'm so, like, I'm talking about it because actually all of those things, you know, I didn't mean to just to get anyone bored with my stories. It's just huge, you know, in terms of that's exactly, it has made me who I am.
Right.
Just to live there since I was such a little girl.
Wow.
And actually, like, I did feel very lonely there. And I can't say that I had like an easy life there either, because mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there was also like such an element like anti-Semitism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah.
Because like my father was Jewish, you know,
uh-huh.
and my grandmother, who was taking good care of me when I was in the school, she was Jewish as well. And so I was like teased by like older children, mm-hmm. and like, but I was even like beaten, you know? And so I really was like an outcast there in the school, though.
Oh.
Like, again, like I'm emphasizing, I was really in the environment of really very talented children, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it doesn't really matter how talented you are. You're like, you can be cruel, you know, as much as you're talented.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's, I mean, you know what? I think that I'm really very thankful for this experience, because, and I'm not sitting here just like feeling sorry for myself. I think it made me stronger.
Mm.
And if I had a chance to change it, seriously, you know, like I wouldn't. I would just
wow.
like say, like, no, that's fine, you know.
That's amazing. That's really, really amazing. We speak a lot on this show about how to overcome the hardships and how to make the hardships a positive thing, and even taking your failures and turning them into something positive. So I'm really impressed with your attitude and how you've taken difficult things like that and turned them into a positive thing. That's amazing.
Thank you. You know, I mean, actually, like, now while you were talking, I even remember that, like, when I was 6-7 years old, I even remember with some other children, you know, like we called them like proletariat, because we were not rich. So I remember us even just stealing some apples from a local grocery store.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, so like it's, I don't know, that's a very interesting type of memory to have, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is. It
well,
is.
Yeah.
But you have been able to take.
I'm sorry, like if I'm talking too much,
no.
Just get rid of everything that you don't want to have on your show.
No, it's fine, absolutely fine. So yeah, but it's it is really amazing to talk to somebody who hasn't had a perfect life, but can actually look at the hardships and say, you know, it was a blessing. When you look at it, I wouldn't trade it for anything. That is really a wonderful attitude. I'm impressed.
Totally. You know, and since I was talking so much just about my like early life, you know, I should say that just a couple of words about music part of it. So actually, I was like, I started to compose when I was like 6 and a half, something like this. I mean, obviously, also because I had my father who was like a really serious composer. So that was like in my veins, in my blood, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 6, I already went and won actually one of my first like international contests of young composers. And that's how it started. So like it has always been there, you know. It's not like just like one day I woke up and I decided, oh, you know, like I'm gonna start writing songs. No, I that's just how I was pretty much born.
Mm-hmm.
So and it was like then it was like more some touring and like with orchestra, and it was like more competitions, and I was writing music for like instrumental music and vocal music, so different, like both. And then when I finished the school, and I actually finished it like a little bit ahead of time, then I entered the conservatory, and but I like actually like I tricked everyone there because I really wanted to study singing and songwriting. So basically I just made up some crazy story why I needed the documents. So they gave me the documents and I took them and I ran to Moscow and basically just like ran away from Ukraine, from Kharkov,
wow,
from my conservatory, and I entered Russian Academy of Music where I started to study as a singer and songwriter.
Wow.
And yeah, and basically that's the place where my life as a like singer and songwriter, I think, like has officially started.
That's amazing. So, yeah, it does sound like you actually were doomed to be an artist, weren't you? I don't think you had a choice.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
It doesn't sound like
I even feel like in my previous life, I was definitely an artist and musician.
Yeah,
I would be surprised if I was not.
You're one of those. I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and it reminds me of you because you are one of those artists that even if you didn't get paid to do what you do, you would still do it because it's in your DNA. You don't have a choice.
That's right. That's right. You know, like it's just I do it just because I can't not do it.
Right. Right. So it's wonderful though that you love what you do so much though, and you're able to really work with it, and you're so dedicated to it. So, well, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with Maria and you right after this.
More It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh is coming right up.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Daniel. Do you need a little pick-me-up to get you to the end of your workday or to help you get ready for work? Then I invite you to tune in to Independent Corner on Indie 104. I give you 3 hours of the best up-and-coming independent artists and bands from the U.S. around the world, and from your hometown.
Hey there, everyone. This is Marija of Shadows Talk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. This is Morgan from Ravensheart in the UK.
Hey, everyone. This is Michaela from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
So tune in to Independent Corner with me, DJ Daniel, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Indie 104, iRadio LA.
It's a Crazy World is brought to you by Highway to Success. Have you ever felt unsure about the direction you should take in life? Do you have trouble juggling your music career, your personal life, and your family life? Do you ever feel like you're running into roadblocks that you don't know how to get around? Hi, I'm Rob Ekno, producer, host, and author, and I have great news for you. I'm here to tell you that you're in good company. Most artists feel that way from time to time, and we all need someone to talk to. So, if you're looking for a coach experienced in helping others with their visions and dreams, call Cynthia today at Highway to Success, 866-636-4696. That's Highway to Success, 866-636-4696. Take it from someone who made that call. You'll be glad you did.
The internet. The new landscape continues to grow, but bad behavior in the world of social media hurts more than you think. Young people affected by online bullying and social isolation often get poor grades, have low self-esteem, skip school, and in some cases are depressed, violent, and even commit suicide. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are changing that, providing tools like 10 deep breaths to help teens manage both on land and online. Take anger down a notch and take kindness up. Beyond Differences is a peer-led group dedicated to ending social isolation, offering tools to build healthy relationships online. Learn more at beyonddifferences.org and join others in taking the pledge at wearekindonline.com.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Welcome back to It's a Crazy World. This is Cynthia, and today we're talking to Maria. And Maria is from, you're from Russia, correct?
Well, yes, I'm originally from Russia, but now I'm from Brooklyn, come on.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how your whole business started, how you ended up in the United States, and the whole story, because it's a pretty fascinating story, actually.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because like, as I said, like I have always like envisioned myself being a big like artist, and I never saw myself being an artist in Russia. I have always dreamed about America. So when I recorded my very first album that was in Russia, and it was sung in Russian, I went to see a couple of like big Russian producers, and they were just like, basically all of them were just like telling me like, are you crazy?
Really?
It's just like that music doesn't have Russian mentality.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Seriously, I'm like, are you kidding me? What? Russian mentality? You know, like, really? It, like, sounds like in old times in Soviet Union, my father was expelled from the conservatory because he was writing, quote-unquote, anti-Soviet music.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I was like, hello, okay. So, the same story. So, like, then I had no doubts. Okay, like, it's time for me just... time for me to come to America. And basically, you know, like I had almost just no English. I had really no money, just for the ticket. My mom gave it to me. And I had no friends, no connections, no wow. job, no place to live, just nothing.
So your parents and supported you?
Yeah, basically, I was just like, I'm going to do it. And everyone was telling me, that, like, are you crazy? Just like out of your mind, what are you doing? Stop dreaming. It's foolish. It's childish. Just like, what the hell are you doing? But I was not listening to anyone. Wow. You know, like, I mean, that's pretty much like what I am.
So your parents were supportive of you moving out here, though?
Sorry, again? Say again?
Your parents were supportive of you coming to the United States, though?
Well, they were, you know, but they couldn't really give me, like, much support in terms of just, like, giving me much money or something like this.
Right.
So, basically, I came here with just, like I said, like, I had my ticket, and I just had some money just to live for the first 2 months. That's it.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I came here, and I was trying to see like where I can start performing. And my very, very, very first concert happened in that it's in New York, obviously, because that's exactly where I came. Cafe Vivaldi. So I played my very, very first concert in America in New York. It was Cafe Vivaldi.
Wow.
And this is where we come to some sort of like luck. So there was a musician there, like great musician, composer and piano player, Fernando Otero. He's a Grammy-winning composer. And he had there just by accident because one of his friends performed right before me. And he was about to leave because he was actually going to catch the flight to Argentina that night. And he just saw my flyers. They were just like laying there. And they were saying, like, so there was my beautiful picture there sitting at the piano, and it was saying, singer, songwriter, composer, poet, arranger. That's not the whole list. Then it was saying something like actress, and oh my God, I guess it was even saying model. I mean, so just like so much and so cheesy. Oh my God. So anyway, he saw it, and he was just like, that's the story that I'm telling you now. That's the story that he told me. So he was just like, oh my God, like what is this monstrosity? So just out of curiosity, just because he felt very, very skeptical, he decided just to stay for a second, just like to look at this, whatever it was saying on the postcard. So he stayed, and I was playing my songs, sitting at the piano, and he stayed for for like 5 songs, just basically as long as he could, because he was just like late for his flight. And but he obviously picked up one of my cards because that had my email, because later, just like in the week, he emailed me and he told me that he was there on the concert and he was just so amazed and like he loved my performance so much and my music and everything. So he just offered me to collaborate with him just to sing on one of his big concerts when he was coming back to New York. And that's exactly where I think I found my first big luck in America. So I started to perform with him and we started to collaborate on some music, playing together. I was singing and playing the violin and playing piano together with him. And last year, actually, he recorded like his new album where I sang on four, like the main vocals on 4 tracks. And that album got nominated for Grammy.
Wow.
Yeah, that was huge for me. He already got his Grammy nomination, but for me it was like, oh my god, you know, like I'm getting closer, you know, like I can touch it. So it was nominated as the best modern classical music album. So that was my first like, but also like one of those times when I was performing, I met another great musician, like avant electro producer. His name is Brian Forbes. So I started to collaborate with him, and that's exactly where my like main collaboration has started. So we recorded the very first song with him on our very, very first session when he came to visit me. Like, I lived in the basement, you know, I had my little studio there. And the very first song that we wrote together, it was Of Your Crimes. So I believe it's like one of those songs that is going to play on your show, or maybe you already did.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. And so we've been working together for about 4 years, and quite recently, we finished our first album that is called Enemy of the People, you know, and even the name is coming from my family history. That's exactly what my great-grandfather was, you know, like, yeah, he was like the enemy of the people.
Did you say that album's already come out, or is it going to become released? Is it already released?
It's going to be released, like, basically in like here in February.
Oh, okay, it's coming up.
We're just putting some final touches on a couple of music videos.
Oh, wonderful.
Supporting the album, yes.
So we'll all have to watch out for it.
Yeah, please.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Enemy of the People. And my stage name is Ambie. That is A-M-B-E.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations. That's exciting. That's real. So what projects are you going to be working? Do you have any other projects in the works right now?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm very much concentrated now. I'm, as I said, like, I'm finishing these videos, but I'm also writing and recording the second album already, you know?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, basically, I think that the second album is going to be ready and released somewhere in May. Yeah, we're not going to wait too long. First album is going to be released in February, and the second one is going to be released somewhere in May.
You are no slouch, are you?
I just have so many ideas. I have so many goals, you know, and like I just hope that I will have enough time life.
Yeah, you are definitely not a couch potato.
Yeah.
What is your vision for the future? What are you looking forward to? What are you working towards? Is there anything specific that you have a vision for down the road?
Well, you know, I just think, as any artist, I just want to be heard. Just simple like that. I just want to be heard and hopefully to be understood and hopefully to be loved by my audience, you know?
So do you have any specific vision as to what that looks like? Meaning, What does it look like for you? Like, let's say 5 years down the road, when you've achieved what you expect and want to achieve in the next 5 years, what does that look like to you?
Well, pretty much it's just like touring worldwide, you know, and and I really want to put together these amazing big shows where I can realize all my vision as an artist, as a musician, you know, as a composer and singer, even just like with some like what they call like performance arts. That's what I would really love to be doing, and just to collaborate with those people who I'd like to just to create some interesting new music. And also, I see myself being able to help actually other people, other musicians, other artists, because that's so difficult, you know. And you know, we have very nice, very cool saying in Russian. It says you should help a talented artist to come out, because not talented will do it himself.
Wow. That's
yeah.
True. Yeah, you know, and that is my passion as well. So that's what that's what really makes life worthwhile, is when you see yourself becoming part of other people's success as well, not just your own. And when you can see your life changing the lives of others, that is what really makes life fulfilling. And so
I just wanted to say that actually I haven't even started like moving towards like this direction, because like now I'm about to start my own like independent like record label, you know, like it's gonna be like small and independent, whatever it is and everything that it means, but still, you know, like that's the very first step for me.
Is that gonna be located in New York?
Yes, it's located in New York, and it's gonna be called ADIM Records. That actually means alternate dimension.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ADIM Records. That's the record label that hopefully is going to help some other artists as well.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be working with indie artists and just helping them to get started?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Oh, how exciting. How exciting. Okay, well, we are going to take another break, and we're going to listen to some more of Maria's music, and then we will be back with Maria and you right after this.
More It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh is coming right up. We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking to Maria Epi this afternoon. She is from Russia and has a really fascinating story. We've been talking to her quite a bit about her journey.
From Brooklyn, Cynthia. From Brooklyn now.
Okay, from Brooklyn. Yes, she is from Brooklyn.
Thank you. But
we have had a very interesting conversation. She's a fascinating woman, full of energy, and sounds like she stays busy and never stops. She makes me tired just listening to her.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I love people like that. That's a compliment. I love people that make me keep up with them.
Yeah.
But one of the things that you did bring up in the beginning of the show was how growing up and going to school, you had issues with being accepted by the children in school. And I'm sure when you moved to the United States and you were still learning English and trying to get used to the culture here, you went through some of the same things. And so I wanted to ask you, in the music industry, because this does come up quite a bit, in the music industry, trying to be successful, which you have obviously been in the music industry, I know there's a lot of pressure for creating the image that other people want you to create and being the kind of person other people want you to be and looking the way other people want you to look, and everybody wants you to fit into their little mold. How has that affected you as you've gone through all these changes multiple times in your life? And how have you overcome the obstacle of trying to fit in and be what other people want versus being what you know you need to be and being true to yourself?
Well, you know, it is a very interesting question because I don't think that it has like one right answer. I also don't think that I have overcome such an obstacle. You know, like you will constantly be facing this type of thing, you know, like this type of choice. If you should say what you really think and what you feel, or you should say what you are supposed to say, you know, like either it's in real life or it's just like interview like ours, you know, or
right.
It's in your music, you know, like you will constantly have this choice that you want to create just to express your own music universe, and people will be saying like, oh, you know what, you should sound like this, you should sound like maybe more like Taylor Swift, or you should sound more like I don't know, like One Direction or like something else. And that's a very hard balance, you know, because like I mean I think I've been sort of like accused in being too much myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just like, to me, for example, it's like the most interesting when I see people sharing their own universe. You know, I don't want to hear another something, you know, that has been created already so many times. Like I really want to hear a personality, and I don't care if it doesn't fit some like boxes. So
right.
as I said, like I don't think that I have the answer to this question. I also think that it doesn't exist. You know, it's always a matter of choice. So you just have to understand what you really want to do. You know, if you want to go like popular, let's say, like quote unquote, and you want people to associate you more with some boxes, you know, like they can because it helps them to sell you, you
right.
know. Then you can make this choice, you know, or if you feel like no matter what, you just want to do what you feel. And when I say like to do what you feel, I don't mean that you shouldn't listen to anyone. You shouldn't listen to people who you work with. No, you should. You know, you just have to, try to keep this balance, to be open-minded, to hear, you know, like when for example, when a producer who you work with like gives you some options, you know, like to look at some changes, like to change the form of the song that you think like, oh my God, that's a perfect one. That's how actually I was at first, you know. But then I have learned that if you do have an open mind, then you really can benefit from it. But again, I'm not saying that you should just do whatever people you work with or people like who are your audience tell you. It's always a balance. The only thing that I can suggest is, if I might at all, you know, just to try to find this balance. Like, be both. Be open-minded. Try to listen. You know, like, that's a good, like, suggestion. Shut up and listen.
I do think that in the music industry, it is kind of tough, though, because if you're going to be successful, there are so many people that are going to want to get to be part of your success, that are going to want to make money off you, and that are going to want to make you be something that you're not necessarily comfortable with, and they're going to want you to dress a specific way that you're not necessarily comfortable with, and say things that you're not necessarily comfortable with, and so on and so forth. And they're going to want to create you into what they want you to be. And I see so many young artists get involved in the music industry, and then all of a sudden it destroys them because they are not themselves anymore, and they get lost.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we also do have this example, like we can say that there are also artists, you know, like, who have never listened to anyone, and they were just stubborn, and they just didn't want to open their eyes and maybe just like to expand some limits, some, like, and they also got stuck in such a thing, like I know better, this is my music, you know, just like, don't tell me what to do, this is right. My universe, I'm gonna express it whatever, and however I want it.
Good
that's
point.
That's not the right way either. The only thing that I might suggest, like, even to my own self, just to try and to be positive, open-minded, and try to find this balance.
Right. And I do know that on the show I've often said that if you're going to do what you do, you really need to surround yourself with people that you really trust, that have the same vision that you do, so that you can work together and create that vision and that success, versus just getting somebody that's all about making money and then pushing you into something you're not comfortable with. But I do think you need to get people in your life that are really supportive, that are professional, yeah, that know what they want, but they also see your vision and they're working towards your vision. And
that's right.
And you really trust them, so that if they say something you don't necessarily agree with, you have to know that you really trust them and you're going to do it anyway. But if you don't have people in your life that you really trust, that's difficult. And a lot of artists don't.
That's absolutely true. You know, like, it's just like, you also should understand that if you're going to play this game, learn the rules.
Right, right.
There are.
That's very true. And you do need to have people that you really trust, because there are plenty of people out there that are going to, you know, send you down the wrong path.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, here it's just, you know, like, it's a matter of being smart, being sensitive to who you trust, to who you work with. And also, you know, like, at some point, I think that usually people sort of, like, they gravitate to, like, to similar type of people, usually, you know?
Right.
So... yeah, so, like, I think that, you know, if you set up this, like, positive, open-minded, creative goal, then that you're so determined about and you're ready to work towards, I think that there's a big chance that you can meet the right people. Just keep your eyes open and your heart as well.
Now, I noticed that listening to your story that I don't think I've ever talked to anybody that was as committed to what they're doing as you are. I mean, you are really committed and very...
Oh, my God, Cynthia. You know, like, you're telling me all these things, and I'm just, like, hearing it, and I'm just like, oh, my God, you're not good enough. You know, like, you're such a lazy ass. You know, like, you're not committed enough. Well, you know, I mean, I still need... like, myself or somebody else to kick my ass, believe
That's
me.
That's funny.
Everyone needs.
That is so funny. I so don't see that in you.
Keep practicing your scales.
Yeah. You
know, that's not just told about scales. That's about everything. Just keep the hell practicing your scales, dude.
That is so funny. I know we did a show with a composer, and he was talking about the difference between perfectionism and... mm-hmm. And being excellent at what you do. Being excellent and being perfect. And he said, perfection you will never achieve. Excellence, yeah, you will. And you'll never get to the point with excellence where you feel like you've achieved everything you can achieve. You're always going to want to improve. If you ever get to the point where you feel like you're perfect, you're going to quit improving and somebody's going to pass you up, because there is no such thing. And it was a really interesting conversation. But yeah, I think... there is a big difference between being excellent at what you do and being perfect at what you do, and striving for perfection versus excellence. Perfection can drive you nuts.
True. Well, and it does. Yeah. Does drive you nuts.
Yeah, well, we are running out of time, but I sure have loved having you on the show. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to, now that we've heard your music and we've gotten a chance to know you a little bit better, I would love for you to give us information on where we can find you on the internet, where we can listen to more of your music and buy your music. So can you please give us some contact information?
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me a chance to do it. So as I said, like, my name is MB, that is AMBE, and my website is mbmusic.com, that is AMBEmusic, one word, .com. So you can find some links to my music, to my videos, and to some like information. So basically pretty much everything you can find there on my website.
Wonderful. Well, we will definitely go there and keep in touch with you. And we'd love to have you on the show again someday soon. And you can tell us what you're working on and what's coming up for you in your life. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Like, again, like, it was like such a huge pleasure to be here. And thank you so much, because like, you have inspired me as well to just like go and practicing my scales.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, before you go, give us one word of wisdom that you can give out to the people that are out there listening to you who are just getting started in the music industry. What would you tell them?
I would tell that there is no such thing like a word of wisdom.
All right, you got me, I guess. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me here. Like, I hope to come back.
You will, you will. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed getting to know Maria a little bit. The music you heard during the show was by Maria, who goes by Ambi. Her first song was Of Your Crimes, and the second one we played was I Don't Care No More. Again, as she shared on the show, if you want more information on Maria, you can go to her website at ambemusic.com, A-M-B-E, music, all one word, .com, or you can go to our website at successwithmacintosh.com and go to our radio show archives, where I have all our past shows along with the information on the artists that we have had on as guests. As I listened to Maria's story, what really stood out to me was her strength and her ability to stand true to who she is. She knew what she wanted to accomplish in life, was willing to work hard at it, and had a very strong support system that fueled her belief in herself and her vision. I have no doubt that she will reach her goals and see her dream become a reality, and I look forward to seeing how things come together for her in the future. Knowing who you are is so important. When you know who you are and what you were put on earth to do, it really does empower you to create your vision, set your goals, and make your vision a reality. Maria has a very strong desire to be heard, to share her experiences, and to make a difference in the world. And because she does, it gives her a strength that the majority of people don't have. She has a definite purpose, and she is on a mission. If you are like Maria and you have the drive and purpose she has, it is important to protect it. Don't let others take it from you. Don't let your inspiration die. Surround yourself with people that understand your vision and support you in it. People who want to see you succeed. Be sure you are very careful about who you listen to, including yourself. Listen to how you talk to yourself. As I've talked to other guests here on the show about, how you talk to yourself and about yourself has a huge influence on your success. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't matter how many people believe in you. You won't have the strength to accomplish what you need to. If you believe in yourself, but those around you don't, you're going to run into the same problem. So please pay attention to your thoughts and what you tell yourself and how you let other people talk to you. Treat yourself with respect and surround yourself with others that do the same. When you are around people who respect you and who you respect, you will all support each other into success and you will be excited to see each other's accomplishments. Reach for the stars and don't let anyone, including yourself, derail you. And as you're reaching for your destination, please be careful to keep your eyes on your goal and stay on the right track. Everything you do, every relationship you get into, every conversation you have should lead you closer to your ultimate destination. And if it's not, you should reconsider what you're doing and what the cost is going to be for doing it. If you aren't sure where you're headed or need help creating a vision, please contact us. Our passion is to help people to reach their full potential. There is absolutely nothing more exciting than being part of someone's success and seeing their lives change. I mean nothing. That is what life is all about. We want to see you succeed. You deserve it, and we believe in you. Be everything you were meant to be, and if we can help you do it, we're here for you. You can reach us by going to our website at successwithmacintosh.com or call us at 866 866-436-4696. That's 866-636-4696. We look forward to hearing from you and being part of your success. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and God bless. Go change the world, and we'll see you here next week on Indie 104.